Today we'll be doing the second paragraph in the seventh paragraph of the Chovos HaTalmidim. Isa b'Shulchan Aruch v'lo yisbayish m'pnei b'nei adam hamaligim alo b'avodas Hashem yisbarach ad kan l'shonu hakadosh. The Shulchan Aruch in the very first halacha in Orach Chaim quotes that a person is not supposed to be embarrassed or ashamed of following Torah and mitzvot in front of, even if there are people mocking him. Even gedola me'avne hanegef yibusha hazos. He says one of the biggest obstacles that people face is this embarrassment. Ki ish hazeh b'chlal eino b'dayto v'rishusa. A person who is embarrassed, the person who is ashamed of their religion or of what they're doing, is not really within his own domain. And he gets dragged along with those people from the outside who are persuading him that what he's doing doesn't really make any sense. A person who is always looking for confidence from other people, who is always looking to be recognized and accepted, is going to sometimes refrain from doing a mitzvah or for doing something which is appropriate for fear that maybe his neighbors or maybe his friends will mock him for what he's doing. Woe to such a person who has given himself over to these people, you know, to these corrupt people. They're ruling over him. And it's only he that doesn't have any control over himself. Embarrassment or being ashamed is a terrible disease. It's a terrible thing in front of people who are mocking you, which already begins when you're very young. A young child knows they don't really have an independent sense of das. And therefore, children will try to soak up and will try to understand how to act based on their surroundings. Imzosa has said, "Tova heya be'enehem." If I do this, so then they're going to like what I'm doing. Imko has said, "But if I do that, yischakumi meru v'chule." He thinks that, oh, if I do one thing, then people are going to like me. If I do something else, then they're going to make fun of me. And that idea, that concept, sticks with him even when he gets older. To the point that he views things like external beauty or physicality more so than really being a good person. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the third paragraph tomorrow.